Right. Said, I'm so glad to see everybody here, looking forward to the revival. I know it might be a little cool, and I've been in tent revival a lot. I thank the Lord that he's blessed us to have several right here at the church, and I have been in tent revival where it was so hot that the preacher preached on hell, and we automatically had an illustrated message. And I've been in tent revival where the mosquitoes were singing, there's fire in the blood. And I've been in tent revival where it was cold, too. And us as holiness folks, we're used to camp meeting and outdoor meetings. And for some reason, when it gets cold, we lock up. And but when it's hot, man, we can just have church and keep right on going. I don't know if it's that way in the north or not, but it's definitely that way down here in the south. But according to the weather, we might have a little cool weather this week. But I'm thinking that it's going to warm up. It's looking like, according to the weather, man, it's going to be warm. And so we're looking to have tent revival all week and wonderful services. And hopefully the weather will be just right. But if it's not, maybe we can endure and go right on through it. Amen. I don't want to just, you know, it's not just coming out and getting under a tent, because we could have church very easily right in them walls. And it'd probably be colder in there with the air on, you know. Can somebody say amen? If the air was on, y'all would probably be freezing in there. But anyways, it's not just coming out, but it's an opportunity for the community, you know, driving by. You never know when somebody's going to go by and see the church worshiping God, and God tug on their heart. Amen. And we've experienced that right here, where people have come in and prayed, and no doubt that God touched their life. And I've been praying all year, Brother R.C., I felt like the Lord dealt with me to pray that he would draw all men unto him. Jesus said, if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men unto me. And he was talking about, amen, his death being lifted up on the cross. Now, I know that could have a twofold meaning, as far as, and a lot of times we have quoted it that way in our churches, talking about worshiping God and lifting up the Lord. And I know that, no doubt, the Bible, amen, has no restraints to it. But Jesus was speaking about dying on the cross. Well, we know that he has died on the cross. He has been lifted up from the earth. And it is his will to draw all men unto himself. Amen. And I believe that God wants to do that. Let's go to the book of Isaiah, chapter number 28. Amen. Isaiah chapter 28. Isaiah chapter 28 and verse number 9. Isaiah chapter 28 and verse number 9. Whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breast. For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept. Line upon line, line upon line. Here a little, and there a little. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people, to whom he said, this is the rest wherewith you may cause the weary to rest. And this is the refreshing, yet they would not hear. But the word of the Lord was unto them precept upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little, that they might go and fall backward and be broken and snared and taken. I want to take a scripture text tonight from verse number 11 while your Bible is still open. The Bible says, with stammering lips, for with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people. Now I want to preach on that tonight. With stammering lips, or stammering lips and another tongue. Now I would like to preach about the Holy Ghost tonight. I believe the Lord would like to fill us with the Holy Ghost. Amen. You may be seated. I believe the Lord would like to fill us with the wave of glory. Amen. And the Holy Ghost in a way that everything in our life is changed. I preached to you this morning about how, or preached in the service this morning, about how and told about when I got saved and I was a little boy, my life was changed. And I want to tell you, brothers and sisters, when the Lord baptized me with the Holy Ghost, He changed me again. Hallelujah. My life has never been the same since the Lord filled me with the Holy Ghost. He says right here in Isaiah, He says, for with stammering lips and another tongue will He speak to this people. I'm glad that the Lord still speaks. You know, there's people in this world that doesn't believe God's speaking, but God is still speaking. Hallelujah. Our sister testified a little while ago and said, I know He still speaks. I'm telling you, God still speaks. And there's a song that I heard, and I love it. That song, it said, He still speaks. I know His voice. I believe that we ought to know the voice of God. Amen. You know, the Bible tells us in Samuel that when Samuel was a little boy, and even they've been, the children have been taught this in Sunday school, that when Samuel was a little boy, that he did not know the voice of God. And God said Samuel, and he thought it was Eli. He didn't even know that it was God Almighty talking to him. And you know, there's people in this world that God will try to speak, and they don't even know that it's God speaking. The Bible tells us in another place in John, amen, that that Jesus looked up to heaven and said, Father, glorify thy name. And the Bible said there came a voice from heaven and said, I have both glorified it and will glorify it again. And the Bible said that some of them said it thundered. It didn't thunder, friend. God spoke. Hallelujah. Amen. Jesus said, this voice came not for my sake, but for your sake. God was speaking to those people. Amen. And I know that He spoke directly to His Son. Some of them said an angel spoke to Him. Amen. But an angel didn't speak. It was God the Father speaking from heaven. Hallelujah. But yet they didn't know the voice of God. Samuel didn't know the voice of God. He thought it was Eli. He ran to Eli and said, you call me? Eli said, I didn't call you, son. Go lay down. Eli thinking, is that boy dreaming or what's going on? Did he have too much pizza? Did they even have pizza back then? Did he eat too much hamburger? Did they even have McDonald's? You know, I mean, you can eat too much and go on. You know, the Bible said a dream cometh from the multitude of business. You know, sometimes, you know, we'll dream and we'll think, man, this is something special. But God speaks through dreams and God speaks through visions. But he thought, man, what's wrong with that boy? But it was God speaking to him. He came back the second time. Amen. He said, go lay down. I didn't call you. But that third time, he perceived that the Lord had called that child. He said, listen to me, son. He said, when you go lay down this next time, hallelujah. Amen. And you hear that voice again. God help us tonight. Amen. God can speak to the young people. God can speak to older folks. God can speak to a whole church at once. Amen. But he said right here, he said, say, speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth. And the Bible said that God came. Amen. Hallelujah. I believe it may have even been the third time, but God came again. Hallelujah. And said that he stood and said, Samuel, Samuel.
Samuel. Oh, Samuel didn't know God at that time. Amen. You might say, I don't know God at this time. I don't know Him in a real way. How do I know God speaks to me? But if you keep on reading the Bible tells us that God spoke into Samuel's ear. And if you see the setting, Samuel is before all of Israel. And Samuel's there, no telling what's going on. All kinds of noise and everything. But God didn't have to holler and thunder this time. Samuel had recognized the voice of God to the place that God could come up in his ear. Whisper, and he knew that it was God speaking to him. I'm telling you, God sometimes thunders from heaven and people don't even recognize it. Sometimes God calls in an audible voice, but I want to get to the place where I can hear God speak through His Spirit. Hallelujah. The Bible said, with stammering lips and another tongue will He speak unto this people. Hallelujah. I want the Lord to fill us with the Holy Ghost in such a way. You know God wants to fill you with the Holy Ghost and fill you with His Spirit so He can speak to you and He can speak through you. Hallelujah. The Bible said when Peter, amen, on that day of Pentecost, hallelujah, with the 11, stood up and said, men and brethren, these are not drunk as you suppose. Seeing it's about the third hour, you know what the Bible said? That those men was mocking. Those people was mocking. Amen. They was mighty men in Jerusalem at that time. Amen. They had come to the feast and to worship. And the Bible said they was mocking. But when they got through, when Peter got through speaking under the unction of the Holy Ghost, amen, and all of those 120, hallelujah, that was in the upper room, and they had heard the wonderful works of God spoke in their own language, hallelujah. The Bible said that they were pricked at heart and said, men and brethren, hallelujah, amen. They went from mocking and wanting nothing to do with them to all of a sudden saying, hey, y'all are my kinfolk. I'd like to be identified with y'all. Brethren, they said, men and brethren, what must we do? Peter said, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus for the remission of sins. Amen, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. I thank God, amen, that He'll speak with stammering lips and another tongue. Listen, this is the evidence of the Holy Ghost. The Bible tells us in Acts chapter number 2, amen, the children can quote it. It said, when the day of Pentecost was fully come, can y'all quote it with me? If you know it, Acts chapter 2 and verse number 1 through 4, when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven. Can y'all quote that? As of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting, and there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as fire, and set upon each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and spake with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. I know people don't want to recognize, amen, tongue talking in the Bible, amen, but it's right here in the Bible. Hallelujah. Somebody said, amen, that was a known language. Amen, it was a known language that the Holy Ghost taught them. Amen, it wasn't just jibber jabber. Friend, that's a heavenly language. For the Bible tells us in Corinthians, he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men. Amen, how be it, but unto God. How be it in the Spirit he speaketh mysteries. I'm talking about speaking in tongues tonight. It's right in the Bible. Amen, I know the world wants to look down on it. I know they want to make fun of it, friend. They made fun of it on the day of Pentecost. Amen, but it's real. I said it's real. Praise God, I know it's real. This Pentecost a blessing. Amen, I know it's real. Does anybody know it's real? Amen, I'm talking about that heavenly language. Praise God. Amen, that God knows what you're saying. The Bible talks about tongues of angels. Hallelujah. The tongue is something that God created. The tongue is something that the devil has got a hold of. The tongue, amen, is a very great evil. The Bible talks about, amen, how that horses are controlled by their mouth. The Bible talks about how ships are guided by their mouth. And the Bible tells us in James, so a little fire, that tongue, amen, how great a matter it kindleth. But you know what? On the day of Pentecost, the Holy Ghost got a hold of their tongue. I want to tell you tonight, the Holy Ghost wants to get a hold of your tongue. I knew this old Pentecostal preacher, amen, this sister come up, and she said she need prayer. He said, I know you need prayer. He was a pastor. He said, put that tongue out here. Hallelujah. She stuck her tongue out and he poured oil on it. Amen. He said, I'll tell you what, you need to get some anointing in that tongue. Amen. But I'm telling you right now, the Holy Ghost got on her. And the Holy Ghost touched her. And he said, the Holy Ghost touched her life. Amen. I believe God still wants to speak through his people. Amen. I believe that. Amen. The Bible tells us in Acts chapter 2 and verse number 4. Amen. Hallelujah. They spoke with tongues as the Spirit gave the utterance. This is the evidence of the Holy Ghost. I know people are saying today, amen, well, we believe in the Holy Ghost, but you don't have to speak in tongues to have it. Let me tell you something. In Acts chapter 4, they spoke in tongues and the Holy Ghost came on them. Hallelujah. In Acts chapter number 10. Hallelujah. When Peter was preaching, the Bible said, and while yet Peter spake, hallelujah, hallelujah, amen, the Holy Ghost fell on them that heard the word. Amen. And many as came with Peter because, amen, were astonished because on the Gentiles, amen, was also poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost, for they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. Amen. And Paul said in Corinthians, he said, I speak with tongues more than you all. I want to tell you something tonight, old Paz. Amen. Right here, Kilgore, Texas. Amen. What we need is a revival of the Holy Ghost in our hearts and lives. I want to tell you how I believe it. I believe if we get full of the Holy Ghost, that God would save our lost loved ones. I believe if we got filled with the Holy Ghost, that God would begin to heal the sick. And God would begin to send revival in our families and in our churches. I believe if we got filled with the Holy Ghost and got lost in the Spirit, I'm telling you, I've seen young people get filled with the Holy Ghost. I've seen older folks get filled with the Holy Ghost. I've seen middle-aged people get filled with the Holy Ghost. And I believe y'all believe it too. Can I get a witness tonight? Amen. That God still baptizes in the Holy Ghost. Can we just lift our hand up toward the Lord and say, Lord, fill me with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah, Jesus. Refill me with the Holy Ghost. Amen. I believe there's some here tonight. Amen. You've been filled with the Holy Ghost, but you might need a refilling of the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. The Bible said in Joel 2:28, and it shall come to pass afterward, I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams and your young men shall see visions. Hallelujah. Upon the young and upon the old. Hallelujah. I think about a sweet thing. Hallelujah. Thank God. A precious memory. Brother Curtis. Amen. It's when I was a young teenager preaching a revival. Hallelujah. And this little bitty boy, I'm talking about rowdy boy. I mean wild. Kick in your shins. I think, man, here I am the preacher. Who is this boy? Kick me in the shins. You know, I mean, wild run around. His mama had a handful. Amen. But the Holy Ghost fell in that revival, and that little boy began to just weep. And it wasn't very long. Hallelujah. You'd have thought, amen, it was an old grandma Pentecostal, amen, or somebody. I'm talking about speaking in heavenly language. The Holy Ghost baptized him, amen, right there in that altar, amen, and filled him, amen. It sound like angels all around that church. Amen. He didn't have a microphone. Amen. But that whole church was echoing. Amen. With the Holy Ghost speaking through him. Amen. He said on your sons and on your daughters. Amen. Your old men. It's for the young and it's for the old. Hallelujah. Amen. I believe God wants to fill with the Holy Ghost. And it may be somebody here tonight. You've got the Holy Ghost. But God wants to refill you with the Holy Ghost. Woo! Hallelujah! I remember, of course, went to Russellville all my life. I remember one year, man, we got to having church and camp meeting. I mean, us young people, we was having church. I mean, I was just young, and you know, we went to youth camp, and people getting the Holy Ghost, getting baptized in the Holy Ghost, young people. We went back to camp meeting, and we were still on fire. Hallelujah. We was shouting and praising God. Wouldn't let them preach. We'd take over the service, you know, shouting and praising. And finally, I remember, amen, this older preacher got up, and he said, listen. He said, I know we're kind of holding back, and these young people are taking over this service. He said, but I want you young people to know that us older folks know how to have church too. Hallelujah. And it's just like they rose up. Yeah, that's right. Hallelujah. He said, I want y'all to stay right where you are. And when we start this service tonight, us older folks are going to show y'all how we used to have church. He looked at those older folks. He said, come on now. We can't let them down. Amen. He said, we got to show them how we used to have church. One of those older brothers or sisters got up and got to singing. All of a sudden, one of the grandmas, amen, come out and begin to walk around the altar. Just walk around the altar. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Remind me of that song, Walk Around Me, Jesus. Walk around. Hallelujah. Amen. People begin to fall in. Amen. I remember standing back saying, my Lord, what are we supposed to do? Amen. But all of a sudden, we had another visitor. And it was the heavenly bridegroom. I said it was the Holy Trinity. It was that heavenly dove. The Holy Ghost was with us. Amen. I remember that night. Amen. Standing on the outside. They shouted around there, prayed for the sick, preached, testified. I remember that night, amen, the Holy Ghost hit me. Hallelujah. And I fell out in the ground. And I remember I had a white shirt on. Oh, God. I fell out in the ground in dust. Y'all ever been to Russellville? You know that's dusty up there and dry. I fell out in the ground, Brother Richard. I mean, dusty and walling around. Dust was all around me. I couldn't even see. I thought it was in my eyes. Even I rolled all around in that dirt. Amen. And when I finally got up, I got up. There wasn't an ounce of dirt on me. My shirt was white. I thought, man, I'm gonna, you know, this is a bad thing. Amen. But the Holy Ghost was on me. I'm telling you, when the Holy Ghost gets on you, the dirt can't stay on you. Hallelujah. You might roll around in the dirt tonight, and you might get dirty, but I wouldn't worry about them clothes. I'd worry about my soul that is dry and thirsty and needs a refilling. You can go wash your clothes. You can buy some more clothes. But we're fighting demons of hell. We're fighting spirits of darkness. And we need a touch of God more than we need clean clothes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus is the one that gives the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Let me ask y'all a question tonight. Have you ever got anything from Jesus that you didn't want or that you didn't need? The Bible says that Jesus said, that John said, I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance. But he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I'm not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Hallelujah. I've seen people get lost in the Holy Ghost and couldn't even speak English. They'd try to speak English and couldn't even speak English. I've seen people lost in the Holy Ghost and everybody leave the church. And they're still laid out there just like the church was full. The music will stop, Brother Wayne. It's the presence of God. And I'm talking about that's the power that we need in this hour. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm talking about Jesus is the one that baptizes in the Holy Ghost. I'm preaching tonight on with stammering lips and another tongue. Well, I speak unto this people is what God said. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. When, oh, after resurrection, amen, the disciples was there in the room. Excuse me. And the Bible said Jesus stood in the midst of them. Oh, hallelujah. I'm telling y'all tonight, I feel good tonight in my soul. Hallelujah. I don't want to preach too long tonight. I don't want to bore you tonight. Amen, but hallelujah, feel the Holy Ghost here. I feel like the Holy Ghost would like to refill somebody. Would like to fill somebody up. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Jesus stood in the midst of them. He said several things. But the Bible tells us that when he was, you know, talking to them, that he breathed on them and said, "Receive ye the Holy Ghost." Amen. Glory to God. There's 120 there in that upper room. Mary, the mother of Jesus, was in that upper room. Hallelujah. Mary, Jesus' mother, was in the upper room. Amen. She was one of them that was baptized with the Holy Ghost. Mary was a tongue talker. Hallelujah. I said Mary, amen, was a tongue talker. Amen. Filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. On the day of Pentecost. I want to tell you something tonight. Jesus is still breathing. Amen. Jesus is still breathing on the church. Jesus is still breathing on the, amen, his people. And I want him to breathe on me. Amen. Can we just lift our hand and say, "Lord, breathe on me. Breathe the Holy Ghost on me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen." Jesus said it comes in answer to prayer. Amen. We need to ask the Lord to fill us with the Holy Ghost. Because the Bible said, "If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him." Are you dry tonight? You don't have to raise your hand. Amen. Saints of God, get dry. Are you weary? Amen. Jesus got weary and sat on the well. Amen. Are you tired? Amen. I'm telling you, that don't mean you're not saved. That don't mean you're backslid. Amen. You just might need a refreshing of the Holy Ghost. And I'm telling you, he wants to bring it on us. Have you asked the Lord for a refill? I think it's time for us as the people of God to ask God, "Lord, refill me with the Holy Ghost." Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Answer the prayer. It comes through waiting on God. For Jesus said, "Behold, I send the promise of my Father unto you. But tarry in the city of Jerusalem until," can somebody say until? We get up so quick. We give up on God so quick. And God's ready to help us. He's ready to fill us. He's ready to refill us. Hallelujah. I'm preaching not only with stammering lips and another tongue, but he speak unto this people. I thank God that I've seen the Lord baptized with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. I thank the Lord. When I got that experience with God, it was like nothing I ever could ever tell you about. Hallelujah. Praise God. I want to tell you tonight, God wants to refill with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I said he wants to refill with the Holy Ghost. The Lord filled me with the Holy Ghost, Brother R.C. And I'm going to tell you something. There's been so many times I come to the house of God. I was low. There have been times I come to revival so many times. Let me tell you something. I've come down more than I've come high. Hallelujah. I've come low. Amen. But I found out you don't have to leave low. You know, we don't have to leave discouraged. We don't have to leave our prayer time discouraged. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, I've come to God. Amen. Discouraged and down and out and brokenhearted and afraid and confused and frustrated. Amen. Ready to do something. Amen. About my situation. But God didn't want me to do nothing about my situation. He wanted me to lift my hands and say, "Fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Come come and quench the thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. I want you to know tonight, I believe with all of my heart, there is no limit, amen, to the infilling of the Holy Ghost. For the Bible said that you may know the love of Christ, amen, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. You know, heaven can't even contain so great. The earth is his footstool. He is so great that he measures the heavens with his hand. He holds the waters in the hollow of his hand. Yet the Bible said we, this little vessel, could be filled with all. Somebody say all. All the fullness of God. Woo! You talking about something to make the devil stand back. Hallelujah. The songwriter said when mama prayed, heaven paid attention. The angels spread their wings and stood prepared. Once again, Satan knew he had been defeated. Because God had heard my dear old mama's prayers. I thank God as a little boy. Amen. I can hear my mom early in the morning praying, and then she'd get to speaking in a heavenly language. Amen. I can hear that high voice as I was laying in the bed. Amen. I tried to drown it out with the pillows, but it pierced right through the pillows. Because the Holy Ghost, there is no limit to the Holy Ghost. Now I'm talking about saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost. The devil can't handle it, and he's got to back up when we're full of the power of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Refilled. There is no limit. Say, well, I've got enough. He said that you may be able to comprehend. You say, friend, I can't understand this. Listen, I'm up here preaching, and I know we've got today an hour, amen, where people are highly educated. And I thank God for it. It's God's will, and it's a sign of the end time also. Knowledge would increase. But I can't explain everything about the Holy Ghost. You know? But I can guarantee you, I've experienced it. Hallelujah. And when you experience it, you can't go back unless the devil gets a strong grip on you. But he said that you may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and the length and the depth. Wait a minute. And the height. Woo! I'm standing right here in the middle. And it goes this way. 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 Hallelujah. The breadth, the length, the depth, and the height. It just keeps getting better. No wonder they wrote songs that it gets sweeter as the days go by. It gets sweeter as the moments fly. Hallelujah. I'm talking about, amen, the Holy Ghost, the refilling of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Is so great. Hallelujah. I thank God for it tonight. And I believe with all of my heart that God is wanting to give somebody a touch like they've never had before. Hallelujah. Standing right here in Ephesians chapter 3, I say, my God, he's helped me to comprehend what is the breadth. Whoa! I just experienced something I never experienced before. And then when I got through measuring that, he said, wait a minute. Amen, go ahead and get your measuring device out again. I want you to measure the length. Woo! Hallelujah. Then he goes to the length. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I mean, I'm talking about getting filled amen up. Hallelujah. No wonder David said, my cup runneth over. No wonder the songwriter said, I'm drinking from my saucer because my cup has overflowed. He said, wait just a minute. Amen. Measure the depth. I done measured the breadth and the length. Now I'm going to the depth. Am I reading it in order, Brother R.C.? Hallelujah. What does it say? That you may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the what? The breadth, the length, the depth. Oh, thank God. Hallelujah. God's blessed me. Has God blessed anybody? Amen. God's gave me a touch of heaven. Hallelujah. Heaven's heavens. Heaven's heavens are cooking something right now. Woo! Said, I just ate this morning. Hallelujah. My mom said we would sit there and scarf down a dozen biscuits and a dozen eggs and a big old pan of sausage gravy. And said while we were scarfing it down, we'd say, what's for lunch? And she'd say, let's get through with breakfast first. I mean, she probably cooked for an hour or something for all us boys. And we're scarfing it down saying, what you cooking for lunch? My God's ovens are cooking something for somebody right now. What is the breadth and the length and the depth and the height? Woo! Hallelujah! No wonder he said, amen, that he carried me out in the spirit. Amen, hallelujah, in Ezekiel, amen, 47. I may be getting 37 mixed up, but 47, he said, I looked in under the door. Amen, under the threshold of the door. I'm almost done preaching, church. Amen, I wish y'all could feel this like I am tonight. I know it's a little bit cold, but my heart's on fire. Hallelujah. Can I get a witness tonight? Amen, you say, I'm in trouble. Amen. Let the Lord refill you with the Holy Ghost tonight. You said, I've got problems in my life. Let the Lord refill you with the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost already spoke and said, God's not through with you. Hallelujah. Amen. He said, I measured 1,000 and it was to the ankles. He said, I measured 1,000 and it was to the knees. Brother and sister, it's always going to go to the knees. And if you don't get it to the knees, you probably ain't got it because you gotta have a prayer life. But he said, I measured 1,000 and it was to the loins. And he said, I measured 1,000 and it was a river that I could not pass over. Woo! Thank you, Jesus. He said it was waters to swim in. He said it was a river. In Ezekiel chapter 47, he said it was a river that I could not pass over. But I may not be a good swimmer. You might could pass over. You might could get there. They say, well, I can't pass it over, but brother so-and-so, he's closer to God. You know, he goes on to say, it was a river that could not be passed over. Waters to swim in. You know, this water was living water. And the Bible says that wherever that water came, that life sprung up. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I wish I could preach to y'all tonight. But if you let the Holy Ghost in every area of your life, life will spring up. If you let Him, hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to God, in your finances, life will spring up. Everywhere the river came, Brother R.C., don't that what it says? If you let Him in your emotions, whoa, life will spring up. If you let Him in every area of your life, life will spring up. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, that river flow through me. Hallelujah. Flow in my witnessing. Flow in my work. And while I'm on the job, flow in my marriage and between me and my spouse. Flow in my children. Amen. And make me a better father. Hallelujah. And flow in my family and make me a better person. Flow in my finances and help me to put God first. Oh, I don't want to lose you out there. But y'all heard about that rich man? amen, that got saved, very wealthy. I mean wealthy. Praise God. He's going to get baptized. He come in the church, and when he walked up the baptistry steps, he was in behind the congregation was behind him as he walked up. And he had one of them big old long wallets. But, you know, like in big Texas, they got to stick way out, you know. And everybody's, hey, whoa, wait, brother, you forgot to take your wallet out of your pocket. He turned around, he said, oh no. He said, my wallet's getting baptized too. Woo! I wish some of us would baptize our wallet too. Hallelujah. God help us tonight. I don't want to kill a revival. You're talking about something colder than the wind out of the north. Go to talking about money. But God help us, let the Holy Ghost take over every area of our life. Hallelujah! The river came and touched something that was dead, and it brought life. Stand together with me tonight. Hallelujah. I want the power of His Spirit to flow over me. Refreshing, refilling, reviving me. Can we sing it? There is a hunger deep down inside of me for the power of Your Spirit to flow over me. Lord, I want the power of Your Spirit to flow over me. Refreshing, refilling. There is a hunger deep down inside of me for the power of Your Spirit to flow over me. Oh, I want the power. Is anybody hungry tonight? Is anybody like a refilling of the Holy Ghost? Listen to me tonight. Do you remember when God baptized you with the Holy Ghost? Remember when the Holy Ghost came on you and touched you many times over and over again? Oh, that desire in your heart for more of God. Hallelujah. Would you like to step out tonight? Blow over me. I'm going to sing this a little bit more. Anybody want to come? I want the power of Your Spirit to flow over me. I plead the blood of Jesus. Refreshing, refilling, reviving me. Refill me, Lord. Say, refill me, Lord. I'm dry. There is a hunger deep down inside of me for the power. Refill me, God, with Your Spirit. Oh, do blow over me. Stammering lips in another tongue. I want the power. Holy Ghost, touch me. Holy Ghost, I open my heart to You, God. Refilling.